final solution. The term final solution, German, Endlösung, end, terminal, or final solution, within the context of what National Socialists called the Jewish question, first appeared in a letter written on the 24th of June 1940 by Reinhard Heydrich, head of Germany's Department of Homeland Security, Reichssicherheitshauptamt, to Joachim von Ribbentrop, German Minister of Foreign Affairs. In this letter, Heydrich asserted that, after conquering Poland with its 3 million Jews, the Jewish problem could no longer be solved by emigration, as was done so far. Now, quote, a territorial final solution, unquote, was required, which implied that some territory was to be put aside for the Jews, as a kind of homeland or reservation. For more, see the entry on Reinhard Heydrich. The quantitative challenge got exacerbated after Germany invaded the Soviet Union in June 1941. Many more million Jews living in the Soviet Union were expected to be soon under German control. For that reason, Hermann Göring expanded Heydrich's role in a letter dated 31 July 1941. Reinhard Heydrich's task now encompassed all of Germany's area of influence in Europe. Heydrich was to submit a draft plan to implement this final solution of the Jewish question. In this document, Göring used the terms Gesamtlösung, total or comprehensive solution, and Endlösung, end or final solution, synonymously. See the entry on Hermann Göring for more details. The orthodoxy insists that the term final solution ultimately meant the total physical extermination of Europe's Jews. The two documents mentioned here prove this to be untrue. A long string of documents, created after these two documents, also point to the fact that final solution did not refer to any physical extermination, but to a program of ruthless ethnic cleansing, by deporting the Jews to some territory reserved for them. Furthermore, many other documents addressing the question of what to do with the inmates in Germany's various camps confirmed that no policy of physical extermination was in place. Table, the final solution, facts and fiction. Documented fact, the 25th of January 1942, Heinrich Himmler writes to Richard Glucks that the camps must prepare to accommodate up to 150,000 Jews, large-scale economic tasks would be assigned to them. Undocumented claim, the 20th of January 1942, the total extermination of all Jews in the German sphere of influence is organized at the Wannsee Conference. Note that this claim is not confirmed by the protocol of this conference. Documented fact, the 30th of April 1942, Oswald Pohl writes to Heinrich Himmler that the main purpose of all camps would now be the use of inmate labor. Undocumented claim, February 1942, beginning of mass gassings at Auschwitz-Birkenau. March 1942, beginning of mass gassings at Belzec. May 1942, beginning of mass gassings at Sobibor. Documented fact, the 21st of August 1942, Martin Luther writes that the number of transported Jews would be inadequate to cover the shortage of labor, so that the German government asked the Slovakian government to supply 20,000 Slovakian Jews for labor. Undocumented claim, the 23rd of July 1942, beginning of mass gassings at Treblinka. August 1942, beginning of gassings at Majdanek. Documented fact, the 28th of December 1942, Richard Glucks writes to all camp commandants that Himmler has ordered to reduce death rates in all camps by all means. The inmates have to receive better food. Undocumented claim, end of 1942, six extermination camps are active. Documented fact, the 27th of April 1943, Richard Glucks writes to all camp commandants that Himmler has ordered all inmates physically unfit for work, even cripples, TBC patients and bedridden patients, to be kept alive and, whenever possible, assigned to do light work. Quote, bedridden prisoners should be assigned work that they can perform in bed, unquote. Undocumented claim, March to June 1943, the new Birkenau crematoria become operational, mass extermination of Jews unfit for labor unfolds inside them. Documented fact, the 26th of October 1943, circular letter by Oswald Pohl, to all camp commandants, all measures of the commanders must focus on the health and productivity of the inmates. Undocumented claim, the 3rd of November 1943, some 42,000 Jewish factory workers are shot in Majdanek and several of its satellite camps. Operation Harvest Festival. Documented fact, the 11th of May 1944, Hitler orders the deployment of 200,000 Jews in the construction of fighter airplanes. Undocumented claim, the 16th of May 1944, beginning of mass murder of several hundred thousand Jews from Hungary at Auschwitz-Birkenau. For more information on this, see the table presented here with its references, as well as the entries on the Nisko Plan, on Madagascar, and on resettlement.